This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Well, you just heard the voice of Josh Schertz right there in our last commercial of the hour, the terrific coach out of Indiana State. And I can say that with certainty because having called Indiana State's games on the Missouri Valley Conference TV network and having seen him at work since he started with the Sycamores, Billiken fans are really going to love what is to come from this SLU team. Their offense, when run at its peak performance, is beautiful to watch. And joining us is a man who comes over from Travis Ford's team. He stays and joins Josh Schertz and the Billikens, and that's Larry Hughes II. Larry, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to talk to you, hear your voice, and I'll tell you what, I really appreciate, like I said, what I see from Josh's teams. What has it been like from your perspective so far?
Yeah, it's been very eye-opening. He's a very, you know, detailed guy, you know, sees the game of basketball in a whole different perspective, which I never kind of looked at it as. So he's taught me a lot just the short amount of time he's been here. And, you know, like you said, his offense is great. Getting wide-open shots is always something I love to do. So that's been great. But I've just been learning a lot from his time being here.
And he's quick to point out, too, isn't he, that this team also, his Indiana State team, has played good defense. It's not like he's all about running offense. He wants the defense to be top-notch, and it has been.
Right. Yeah, the defense is a big part. Bad defense usually leads to bad offense. So you have a good defense, you can get out in transition and push. So defense is a huge part. And that's we've taken a really big step this summer and this fall with the defensive end. So I think we'll be able to lock down.
Larry, you started all but four games last year. How do you view this season? Do you look at that as a competition? Do you want to be a starter, or are you willing to accept any role they put you in?
Just at nature, I'm a competitor, so you know, I always want to, you know, do my best and be out on the floor as much as possible. But you know, I'm willing to you know play my role, whatever that may be, compliment other guys. You know, I can fit whatever role I need to play this year. I think it'll be a good test these first couple preseason games just to see how guys fit with each other and things like that. So,
yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. The Billikens play this Friday against Rockhurst at Chaffetz Arena.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. I mean, you know, just to see you guys in the uniforms, you got refs, you got a crowd, and see this offense firsthand. He's a little bit, like you said, different from your previous coaches in college or high school, I'm sure, in terms of conditioning and what happens between practices and games. What has that been like for you?
Yeah, it's been different. You know, first, he's not a big yeller. Like I've had, you know, other coaches in the past, even in high school, kind of getting me a little bit. But he's more so, you know, just he wants you to think more so than just, you know, just all, you know, intense work. So, he's very, very good about that. He, you know, he loves to have our time off the court to ourselves. He gives us time to, you know, recover our bodies, make sure we're ready for the next day. So, you know, it's a daily process with him. So that's the biggest thing is just his relationship with guys and making sure he keeps, you know, the pleasure in basketball. So,
yeah, he's big on the mental side of the game, isn't he? A lot about, you know, thinking about what you're doing, but also just in life in general, being in a good place. That's what I feel you get from him, don't you?
Yeah, he's a great life teacher. He teaches a lot of life lessons through basketball, but he's always giving us, you know, little bits and pieces of things he's learned in the past of, you know, how life and basketball can work with each other. So he's a great mentor as well.
This is Larry Hughes II, the 6'4 junior guard out of St. Louis. What does that mean to you, Larry, to be a St. Louis kid playing for St. Louis University?
It means the world. You know, just having my whole family, being able to come to every one of my games, it's a huge blessing to me. You know, my family is my biggest support system, my biggest number one. So, you know, being from St. Louis, helping this team, you know, reach some new heights that they, you know, reached in the past, but, you know, past couple years haven't been able to get to, you know, I think I can play a big role in that, and it'll bring a lot of attention and good, you know, good vibration to St. Louis as a whole.
Your ability in high school, I remember at CBC, you could really knock down the three. I think you shot like 40% from three your senior year. You can still shoot it quite well. Looking at your numbers from last year, 35.5% from beyond the arc. In his offense, do you need to be able to cut to the basket just as well as sit outside and shoot the three? Or are you going to be asked to do a lot of different things offensively?
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, me being a pretty good shooter, I think that creates gravity. So whether me being spaced out, you know, pulling guys towards me or even cutting to the basket and freeing other guys up, I think I can do both. You know, whatever, I'm going to read the defense regardless. So whatever the defense tells me to do, that's what I'll do.
Jimerson told me Swope's one of the quickest players, if not the quickest he's ever seen. I mean, I saw him play in college. That guy's unreal. I mean, what a teammate he is.
Man, he's gonna be a lot of fun to watch and play with this year. Just a little time he's been here, he's amazed me with the things he's been able to do with the ball. He's a great point guard, can shoot it really, really well. Like you said, he's very quick. So he's everything you need in a point guard.
Yeah, no doubt. And then Robbie Avila, I know he's dealing with a sprained ankle, but it shouldn't be too long, I wouldn't think, for him to bounce back from that. He's not your classic big man. He can do just about everything. I love the way that offense can run through him when he plays that high post. It's fascinating to watch you all cut around him.
Yeah, he's a great hub for us. Like you said, IQ is extremely high. He knows the offense. He knows where the ball should be going. He knows how to manipulate defenses. He's one-on-one, to be honest with you. Coach likes to call him a unicorn because he can shoot it, he can post up, he can pass. And he's big, so he's a mismatch for everybody.
And you and Kellen Thames and Jimerson, and there are a number of others, obviously, to go along with the Indiana State carryovers in Avila and Swope. I think it makes for a fascinating season. Do you guys talk about expectations for the season? Are you trying to hit a certain goal, or is it like, hey, let's just lace them up on Friday and go from there?
Yeah, we definitely have goals for the season. You know, they always say, you know, new teams put together can't win. So we want to be that exception, winning some big games and, you know, making it to the tournament, winning the A-10, finishing at the top. So, you know, just because we're new group of guys, you know, we don't think that'll hold us back. We want to win as many games as possible this year.
I feel that. I think that there are a lot of people, not that they're doubting you necessarily, I think there are a lot of people that don't know what to make of this team yet because they haven't seen it yet. It's kind of a mystery to everyone. Although they did pick you fourth in the A-10 at Media Day, which is kind of cool. So
we'll
see where that goes. What's it like to play? Final thing, what's it like to play in front of these fans at Chaffetz Arena? I know, you know, your famous father certainly put SLU on the map the year that he played, and I know that Chaffetz Arena is different, though. It's a college basketball arena. It's on campus, and when that place is rocking, it's pretty special.
Yeah, those nights at Chaffetz are different. Those are one of the most exciting, you know, times of my life, going those games, packed out houses, you know, whether it be Dayton or VC or whoever playing that night. It's nothing like it, in my opinion, especially in St. Louis, you know, not having many pro teams as far as basketball goes. So everybody comes to SLU games, and it's live. It's, you know, it's good energy every night. So we want to play hard for the fans and get those wins for the fans this year.
Larry, I'm excited to see you. It's great to see the team back together. There's just nothing like college basketball when it's at its best. And make no mistake about it, SLU's had some great seasons, but I think you're up for something pretty special here. Congratulations on everything you've done up to this point. Have fun this year, and let's see what happens on Friday in that exhibition.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tom.
Great to talk to Larry Hughes II here on KMOX. We're the home of the Billikens. We will have all of the men's games. We're going to have a good portion of the women's games as well. I'll be calling those, and we'll let you know that schedule when it is completed. Basketball alive and well here in the St. Louis area, and great to have the St. Louis and Larry Hughes II on KMOX. When we come back, I will relay the conversation that I had with Tom Stillman earlier today. I'm not going to play it because Yeah, I just, you know, I'll reiterate this when we come back from break. I'm very high standards when it comes to audio, and I didn't feel like the phone audio was up to your standards in terms of being able to hear clearly what the chairman had to say. So I will relay our conversation for you, the topics that we covered and what he had to say, but also what the Blues are going to do here in 24-25 could be pretty special. I think maybe temper your expectations a little bit. But could they be a contender for a playoff spot? Absolutely. The home opener is Tuesday. We'll go through the full rundown of what you can expect Tuesday when the Blues open the season. You don't even need a ticket to take in some Blues excitement on Tuesday afternoon. It's all next on KMOX.